He received sinister anonymous telephone calls, including one that warned my mother to take care of me. She was told, "A man with a gun has been asking questions about what time Juan Elias gets out of school." Right away, my mother contacted the army base next to the school to ask for protection. They told her that 3 army privates would be assigned as my bodyguards, but they never showed up, so I did not go back to school. About a week before the murder, my mother had a dream that she and the entire extended family were squeezed into my father's Renault. Everyone was there, except him. We were traveling in a procession that was led by all the children. My cousin Luce, Andres, and I were all dressed in white, as if we were going to our first communion. Suddenly it began to pour, which was unusual. Agua Chica is a very dry place. We rarely have big downpours. My mother told my father about the dream, which she thought was a premonition of death. But my father never took such things seriously. He told her, "I am not ready to die yet." The morning he was killed, we had just driven up from the farm. The morning was already hot. The palms framing the